fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 25th day of April, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. The headlines this morning continues to be the visit of the President of France to the United States. And that's good. That should happen. Another headline concerning the trial of the comedian Bill Cosby. And that's about it as far as big headlines. And prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to check out your foot gear, boots and shoes. We have springtime is here. You'll be doing outdoor activities, and make sure that that foot gear is in good repair and ready to carry you on your way and protect your feet properly. Get a good pair of insoles, really. I found that good quality insoles make a huge, huge difference in the health of my feet and overall health. And, of course, as always, merino wool socks. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney has taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He's taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished amateur archaeologist, a prolific author, having authored 10 books with more on the way, inventor, his most recent invention being the wing generator, and weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How are you today?
Well, enjoying a beautiful spring day here. We had an unusually cold winter, April days, I should say, here early in April. But now we're getting more to what the season should be. How about yourself, sir?
Well, I'm doing fine. I wanted to add a couple news notes here, which I find interesting. First of all, maybe we can talk a minute about the Democratic lawsuit of the just this shotgun lawsuit alleging Russian collusion that caused Hillary Clinton to lose the election, allegedly. But there seems to be no purpose in it, no end result, just a effort to try and keep that story alive. But what's interesting on the international scene is China is now worried that North Korea is going to be wooed by the West, by Trump, and leave their orbit or their sphere of influence. It would be like if Russia came over and cut a big deal with Mexico. And right. then all of a sudden, Americans go, after treating Mexico like, you know, mushrooms, all of a sudden some foreign power comes in and gives them a big benefit. It'd be like the same thing. And then we go, well, they can't do that. They're right next to us. So it's this is a funny twist that I never quite expected. But I find that very interesting.
Well, it's hard to say what's real and what is a fabrication. The Chinese are very clever people and have been for several thousand years. And it's very difficult, like I said, to determine if China's concerns are bona fide or if they're just making up a story to achieve other goals, Jim.
Right, right. Anyway, that's in the news, let's put it that way. But
absolutely.
Then the other almost laughable thing was when this past week the DNC decided to open up a lawsuit, and the response from everybody involved was Roger Stone and some of the members of Trump's family, not Trump himself, and then other people, and just kind of this shotgun barrage of, you know, like craziness. But the end result was that bring it on. Then we get to discover you in Trump's, or not Trump's attorney, but the attorney for the that was representing this for the Trump family, said, okay, freeze all assets and information of the Democratic National Party, because now we'll be able to summons all of this in court and look at it, whereas before it was private. So they actually opened up the door of Pandora's box for them to be investigated, or for the DNC to be investigated, which is, I think, comical.
Well, it is, and whoever decided to do this got some poor advice. I've been involved in complex legal matters going back to my first complex legal matter, which was a massive federal antitrust lawsuit, which was so important and so complex, it's now taught in law school as the classic antitrust lawsuit. That was 1972. What the Republicans now have that they did not have before, Jim, is, quote-unquote, the power of subpoena. The power
discovery.
Of subpoena it's called discovery in general. And when you have discovery, you have the power of subpoena to subpoena individuals as witnesses and to subpoena documents. It's almost like magic. And clever attorneys have known this for decades, how to make proper use of the power of discovery and the power of subpoenas. The Democrats, are going to deeply regret what they've done, because now the Republicans will have access to everything that's been denied to them, Jim.
Yeah. I just think it's funny. It's like, you know, instead of developing a platform and we're already heading into these midterm primaries and, you know, developing a platform and a candidate. I mean, their best candidate so far for presidential candidate is Stormy Daniels. And this was, very funny that's their best candidate. And anyway, it's just humorous to watch these people think that they're maneuvering and just stumbling all over themselves. They still don't have a party. There's no platform. They haven't gotten therapy that they lost the election, you know, and not only the federal election, but a lot of elections, you know.
That's
but
right.
The Republicans now just can concentrate on the accomplishments of Trump and, you know, just kind of like pretend the Democrats don't exist. It'd actually be a good time for an independent party to make some headway, but the Green Party can't seem to get it together either, which is probably the foremost of the independents.
Yeah. Right. Well, these matters continue to move forward, Jim, and we continue to make our observations. I guess the best thing we can do is say the Democrats are just shooting themselves in the foot. They're on the primarily their leadership's on the East Coast and West Coast. There's over 3,000 counties, about 3,300 counties in the United States. You know, the Democrats are in touch with maybe 20 or 30 around New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago. The rest of the 3,000-plus counties, they don't have a clue what people do, how they do it, why they do it, their lifestyles, what they believe in, and so forth, which is why they're losing.
Right, right. And they thought they could stuff the ballot boxes in those places and win the federal election. You know, and if you look over the past years, they've lost governorships, high percentage of them, and the Republicans used to be the minority party. So, but what we need now are some of the deep state Republicans to be ousted and have real Republicans in. There's a big race in Florida right now in Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district, congressional district, and a black woman named Carla, I forget, is it Spalding or something like that? I forget. She's making a real run for this. So a real conservative Republican and a woman, a nurse, she's a Navy veteran, and I think she's going to pull it out. So this is very interesting. You know, that's been a long-standing Democratic stronghold. And, of course, what they thought would be the victory for Hillary once Florida fell, it would be like dominoes. And when that didn't happen, you know, then we all know the rest of the story.
Absolutely.
When the fat lady finally sung.
Right. This Wasserman Schultz woman is one of the people in Congress who was employing a Muslim on her staff that has some very serious connections to be concerned about. And she needs to be gone, really. Wasserman Schultz needs to be gone.
But this black woman coming up, I think will pull that out, and much for the benefit of this country. And I wanted to mention something else too. I try not to be too political, but I've been watching the news, and probably everybody, if you've seen the news lately, has seen Sarah Sanders. I think Huckabee was her father, was a senator, and she ran his campaign. Now she's the, you know, after two or three tries, she became the spokesperson for the daily news briefings for the president. And, you know, here's a woman, if you wanted to have a woman president, she's probably the one. She's being groomed right now. She has an absolutely scarlet, pure record, just absolutely clean record, and, you know, no controversies in her life, just middle American, you know, normal person. But if ever you wanted a woman president, you know, she's probably the one.
Well, her father is a former governor of Arkansas, Governor Huckabee, is who she is.
Yeah, I knew he was a political, yeah.
Right, right. And she's a well-spoken woman, and I don't know a whole lot about her, but she's doing a good job in the White House. And, yes.
Well, that's the toughest job around. I mean, everybody else can hide behind something, but the press secretary for the president is on the firing line
every day. You know. Every day. It's a very tough place to be, and it takes a very special person to be able to pull that off. And I say God bless Ms. Huckabee for being able to do that. Well, Jim, what else is on your radar this morning?
Well, let me mention something that probably a lot of people don't understand. Like when you drive over a bridge or down the highway, or you see a skyscraper, or you see, you know, say a power plant running, a lot of people don't understand the amount of engineering that goes into making these big things that we all depend on every day. And I'm personally getting involved in a lot of this right now because of the wing project. And so as you make things big, like airplanes, we all go around, get on airplanes, and And these are machines and devices and infrastructure that are critical, but they have to have like a zero failure rate. But the engineering that goes into these is amazing. You know, the material science, and take an airplane. Every piece of aluminum on that airplane has to have been through an X-ray examination to make sure there's no faults and no little cavities in there that might allow it to become a stress point where it'll eventually break. You know, this is a lot of amazing technology that's going on today. But as I move into making and looking at making bigger wing generators, I'm involved in that, and I can really appreciate a lot of the big things that have been built and things that we take for granted every day. So it's called scaling up. And I can give a couple examples. For example, let's say a sailboat. I've been involved in sailboat design. And a small sailboat, the hull in general in a sailboat grows as the cube of the linear dimension. So if you double the length, the holding capability of the hull is 8 times because it's 2 cubed. Right. But the sail pattern goes up as the square. So it's only, the sail pattern would only be 4 times as big. So you can make the sail pattern much bigger on a big boat. That's why you see these massive boats out on the ocean, and they have this immense array of sails that are up in the air. Well, you couldn't do that on a small boat. It would blow over. Right. So understanding how things scale is very important. And I find that even physicists and engineers in top levels, General Electric and other big corporations, don't understand this principle. So anyway, that's just a comment.
Well, another form of testing on metal parts is called Magnaflux, which I've been familiar with that for probably 40 plus years since we make use of it in building race car engines to Magnaflux all the parts to make sure that there's no hidden defects in the metal. And a side note, talking about sailboats, the ancient Chinese 2,000 plus years ago were building wooden ships as large as World War II aircraft carriers, Jim.
Right.
Amazing. You know, they had some technology that was lost for a long time, didn't they?
Yeah, and the Romans built big boats also. They had their troop carriers, and when they had, there's some movies that show this. I think Ben-Hur is one of them, where they show the big Roman ships out in the Mediterranean at war, and they had a big ramming nose on them, which they would ram another ship in the side. And but they had some sail, but mainly oars. They mainly had 2 or 3 tiers of oarsmen on the side of these, and they could get these things going really fast. You know, but also they were troop carriers,
right?
And
right.
Big boats, yeah, and a lot of that being lost, just kind of fading away in those early hundreds years. As we went up into the Middle Ages, and then finally shipbuilding came back, back in the Middle Ages, in which we mentioned that too last week about the ships that Columbus had, where those coastal Portuguese just trading vessels. They never meant to go out in the serious ocean, but I think my comment was spurred by the fact that Neil deGrasse Tyson had made some kind of comparison with NASA and Spain. Spain back then as a national effort funding Columbus. And I just had to laugh at Neil creating his own version of history there, because those boats were garbage from the, they were not part of the ships of the line, nothing.
Right, right. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of April. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live into the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. On Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads. That's my weekly commercial-free show that's been airing for about 17 years now. And many different ways to listen to that. It re-airs many times, so all the different ways to listen, including the archives, are on my webpage that's linked from your page, John, and then also the paid cast, which right now, John, I'm doing a review and lectures on my book. So I'm starting out with, this started in April, the paid casts, and I'm doing something I've wanted to do for a long time, and that is add lectures to my book series. So I'm starting with the Planet X, Comets, and Earth Changes book, and I'm going to just go right in series. And these are lectures which create the framework in which these books were written. So this is something that I've hoped to do a long time ago, finally getting it done. and so that people 100 years from now understand the framework of science today in which these books were written and the controversies that ranged around them and their releases and a lot of stories that probably never met the public eye before. And those are all available on my webpage, the $3.95 per month for the paid cast.
I'm hoping that decades into the future, 40, 50 years into the future, that learned men and women will look back upon what's being talked about now, carbon dioxide causing harm. We'll look at it the same way we look at it, the controversy over how many angels could dance on the head of a pin back in the Middle Ages. That's where this is headed, don't you think, Jim?
Well, can you imagine, John, if... to answer your question, yes. Could you imagine if we had insights from Benjamin Franklin or Galileo or Newton from their voice, not only their writings, which we have, but their daily commentary of the sign of the times back then, how valuable that would be. And also, you know, the history books have been just totally rewritten. And to have a commentary from various people, which we have a lot of now, and that's something too, is people have to save their content if it's valuable. The other thing that's going to happen is a lot of the phony science that's out there now, the NASA or a lot of the internet wannabes that are like pretend scientists, all of that chatter will go away, and the real things that will exist in 100 years will be like what I'm doing right now. So that's the vision I have. So I'm not including frivolous stories or you know, content that wouldn't be relevant in the future. So it's kind of a challenge keeping focus, but I feel my books are the core of what will be modern astronomy, space science, and astrophysics for the next 100 to 1,000 years. So putting them into perspective is very important.
It is. It is. It reminds me of one of the better criminal defense attorneys I started work with in 1979. He says, John, document the file. So just because I know what I'm doing doesn't mean anybody else following up will, unless I document the file.
Right.
So memorializing your activity, your thoughts, your words, your actions is very important, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, exactly. So, and just imagine, I remember, say, my mom talking about, say, my grandpa, who was involved in politics, in a sense, in the upper Midwest in the 1930s during the gangster era. He was a chief of police. And so anyway, there was a lot of controversy back then. But her comment was always, well, you got to understand it given the times. You can't put today's set of norms and values and the way we view the world in 1930. You know, you have to look at it as, you know, in the eyes of the time. And there's people that, that criticize me. For example, people call me Professor James McCanny. Well, I have been a professor. I've taught in foreign countries where I earned that title. And people go, well, you only have a master's degree. Well, when I was teaching, the majority of people, even in universities, a lot of them had master's degrees. Well, now everybody has a PhD. They're a dime a dozen. And even when I was at Cornell, I taught in two different departments with a master's degree. So
that's right.
The point is that you have to view, you know, so some young punk that was born, you know, 18 years ago, that can't understand how you could be a professor with a master's degree. Well,
right.
You know,
well,
you have to understand in the time context of what's going on. That's just a simple example.
That's right. That's right. Here's our break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project of locating and finding images of continents with new coastlines on TV shows and movies continues to move forward this year. I expect we'll double the number of movies and TV shows. We got the complete list at my website. You can see these images yourself at my website at thelibertyman.com. It's a fascinating list of images going back to the early 1950s. 1952, I think, is the earliest one, a magazine article from Look magazine. If you find one yourself in a movie or TV show, get that image to me as a thank you. You get your choice of any of my five DVDs. I just shipped one to Canada last week. A gentleman found our most recent image. Also, my website, of course, you'll find an Energy Cleaner for sale. This is my home business. I've been helping hundreds of people now the past 8 years get their life back. Chronic pain can be debilitating. It will take over your life. If you have chronic pain, you already know this. Get yourself an Energy Cleaner. Get your life back. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. It will most likely help. Small percentage chance it won't. That's why I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Not getting a great night's sleep, taking pills to help you sleep, that's not good. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Yes, I do accept PayPal. It's easy. It's fast. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. You can send me a check or a money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. It's a great combination. That's how they work the best. And, of course, I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page. Jim, let's continue, sir.
Yeah, John. Well, my general attitude is pretty positive regarding the future. And we spent a lot of years dealing with that Planet X issue. And I want to reiterate that we did have a Planet X type of object come through the solar system, which even I at the time wasn't aware of. And it took me a lot of backtracking to find that out, but it was the nucleus of Hale-Bopp. And that came and went, and as far as we know right now, there's no other impending doomsday scenarios with, although we had a meteor, an asteroid fly by Earth between us and the moon about a week ago that nobody saw coming. But apart from things like that, I think that what we have to concentrate as a human race is on getting infrastructure into the very poor areas of the world so we can stop this massive population growth and also improve the life, just the lifestyle of a lot of people around the world. But also the effort now to stabilize our economies and bring peace to the world, something that we really haven't had, being involved in every form of little border war and scuffle around the world, and then, you know, with our bringing in massive military efforts, you know, I have a real positive attitude that, and this is also from my own view, I now deal with people from China, India, Europe, just about all of the major South America, Latin America, just about all the major countries in the world I have some kind of dealing with now. And I find that the attitude is really positive. People are really positive wherever I go, and they're very interested in moving forward. And a lot of the Latin American countries have had successful elections where they're going back to the basics and taking care of business within their own countries instead of being grouped as pawns in the international sugar and fruit companies that has, you know, been going on for, you know, 100 years. But anyway, I just see a really positive future for things going on. And in the background, this deep state that's in Washington that's been causing this world havoc is being routed. I just want to make a specific comment, and this is due to information that I have. It's just personal because of people I know and places I go and things that I do, is that the drug dealers and the CIA drug dealers are being cleaned up. And this is something that had been going on
Define cleaned up, Jim. Define it.
Well, the kingpins and the a lot of the say the mid-level street people, which the CIA employed, are being taken out. And I don't mean by killing them. I mean they're just being hauled away. They know who they are. They're going in. There's very quietly this is going on in the background, and I see this because of, and it's not like it's super private information.
That just made the impression that they're streamlining the operation, eliminating middlemen to increase profit. Would that be somewhat accurate?
No, because it includes a lot of top people, too. And I think that the free reign that the CIA has had over the past is going away. If you remember, it was a number of weeks ago. Basically, there was an installation in Syria that Trump knew about, Russia knew about, and basically Russia went in and cleaned it out, and it was CIA, ISIS, and related elements, let's say, in Syria. And Russia took it out, and that included CIA from the United States. And, you know, those were the people over there under Obama and Clinton that were moving arms through Libya. And remember that Libya, the Chris Stevens guy, the ambassador there, they wanted to silence him because he was aware of all of the arms trafficking going on through, basically, through Libya. They were taken there to set up this this anti-Gaddafi deal in Libya, but then that all of those arms got transferred to ISIS magically. And supposedly the way the CIA recounts it is that after the coup, then the terrorists came in and took all their arms. Well, no, they were meant for ISIS all along, and they were trafficking arms. See, and those are the untold stories when we hear about Russian collusion. And it's like the little kid in grade school that did something, and instead of being caught, he's trying to jump up and down and point fingers and create stories about everybody else to cover, and that's what the Clintons were doing, and Obama and those people trying to cover their tracks for creating and supporting ISIS. So anyway, a lot of that's being cleaned up in the background, and it's very quiet. It's not in the open. And if you pick up these hints of what are going on, you can actually see it. So that's a very positive thing, because the world for decades and decades, for, you know, since the really the 1960s, have been under the thumb of this international chaos group called the CIA. And a lot of that has been, it's in the process of being cleaned out. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if Donald Trump is responsible for that, God bless Donald Trump. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and that is where if if the Hill of Beans would be in there, that operation would be going full tilt. You know,
it'd be turbocharged if she was in office.
Oh yeah, it would be in orbit. Yeah. So these are a lot of the positive things I see in the world, and I see real decent people coming in to operate the government, and it's taken Trump a long time to figure this out. He would have been better advised to take some of the political insiders in Washington who were trying to help him, and he didn't recognize it, who knew a lot of these people that he's finally gotten out of there. You know, the McCabes and the the Brennans and, you know, the deep state. It took him a while, but I think he's finally narrowing in on real people, after about a year, which is, well, you know, part of
well,
the deal.
Well, it's an incredibly complex operation, and everything in Washington, D.C. is all about who you know. It's always been that way, and Donald Trump understands these things, but the complexities of it must be mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah. I could not do it. I mean, and very few people could really do what he's doing. You know, and you might remind people, he's not making a salary. He's lost a lot of money by becoming president.
He donates his salary to worthy causes, I believe. And, of course, he has passive income from investments that don't require his day-to-day overwatch, and that's all been turned over to people he trusts to make sure that they stay on track. I recall, Jim, the 1960 election, many comments that John Kennedy would make a good president because he was wealthy and didn't need to steal from us.
Right, right. I remember, since I lived through that too, the big worry was that we would have a Catholic president. That was a major worry among some people.
Yes, and that's one reason he was allowed to become the candidate, because the powers that be thought that, here's what they thought. He's too young, he talks funny, and he's Catholic. There's no way this country's going to make him president. What they didn't count on was TV. And we had the first televised debates between candidates ever. And Kennedy took the advice of his advisors and wore makeup to look good on camera. Nixon refused to wear makeup, and he looked wore out and tired and old. And the people who heard the debate on radio, they knew Richard Nixon won the debate. The people who saw the interview on TV, they knew that John Kennedy won the debate, and of course, most of the people did see it on TV. That was a turning point in that election.
Mm, yeah, and there again, those are historical points that, you know, in 50 years, people will have forgotten, and it's good to note those things, because, and I remember too, I mean, I was a Catholic, so growing up in, it'd be like the first black president or the first woman president, it was the first Catholic president, you know, and that was a glass ceiling.
It was, and along those lines, the Pope just announced in the last couple of days that the chain of command in the Catholic Church is now Mary number one, the Church number two, and Jesus number three. that's big news.
I missed that one.
It flies in the face of traditional Catholic theology and the Bible both, and it is massive news.
I missed that one. So
it's on Drudge. It's on Drudge right now. It's
is that right?
It's breaking news today. Yeah, it's not. This is pretty new. Yep.
Okay. Anyway, well, that's. But yeah, it's important to understand what's going on in the time frame that it's going on. And once Kennedy was elected, you know, you have to understand the family feuds that were going on at that level too, because at that point Kennedy knew who the Bushes were and the CIA and the, you know, all of that. I mean, he was very well aware of it. Yeah, and he was out to get them, and he was very public about it. You know, some of his most famous speeches dealt with the what we call the deep state, and he was very vocal about that. Probably one of his most famous speeches started out by saying that this country is being run basically by a bunch of underground, monopolies, and it's a great danger. I think
Absolutely.
He knew more about it than Eisenhower did.
Well, after he took office, shortly after that, he was informed of the Cubans training to invade Cuba at the Bay of Pigs. And he did not stop the invasion, but he did withhold U.S. Air Force air support. And at the same time, loose lips sink ships. The Cubans were blabbing about the invasion, and the Cuban military knew the date and the time and location of the invasion. They were sitting there waiting for him. It was a massive, massive tragedy that did not need to happen.
Right, right. Now, he inherited that, like you say, but they tried to stick him with that.
Right. Well, that was all planned under Nixon, of course, and Eisenhower both. And he was stuck with it, yes.
Yeah, and there again, that was the CIA in there.
That was the CIA operation.
The moving force behind that whole deal, because basically they used to run Cuba. The CIA and the mob and, Cuba was their playground, you know, and the Cuban people were their, you know, basically slave servants. And Havana was, that's one thing that people that understand the history of Cuba, you know, in spite of all its difficulties, you got to understand what it was like before Castro. You know, it was not fun. It was not a good place. And
well, Havana was a wide open city with casinos and resorts and so forth, and under Batista.
Yeah.
Here's our break. We'll be right back. I think. Oh, I thought I heard some chimes there. Some kind of music.
Oh, that was on my end. There was.
Oh,
there was,
okay. Well,
anyway, but
there we have a real break this time. We'll be
now
right
there
back
we go. There's the real music.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of April, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got our last caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got a question for you. I know you deal in, you kind of watch financial markets and stuff like that. Both of you comment on it fairly regular. Did you happen to notice that yesterday the short 10-year rate went up to 3%? And I was listening to another economist a while back saying how that, man, that's going to be devastating to any type of a recovery. And I was wondering if you guys had noticed that, number one, and two, kind of what you thought about it.
John, do you have a comment? I do.
Well, no, I really don't, Jim. You go ahead and follow up.
It has nothing to do with serious investment, because real investment in industry does not come from banks. It comes from private investors. And I deal with this personally now myself. And I can tell you, it would have, you know, if you told me that, it would have absolutely nothing to do with anything that I do or investments or the people who are investing. And so it has the trillions of dollars that are coming into the United States to invest, are simply not going to be affected. What it sounds like to me is that what we call the deep state or the banker state, European bankers, are trying to do something to slow down Trump's economy because it's just going hog wild. And it's not going to have an effect. It's like a little teeny hammer with a big sledgehammer. You know, the big sledgehammer is the economy that's just going bananas. There is so much investment money in the United States, it really shoots the bankers in the foot, because now they cannot be part of investments which are going to bring back big returns. So I would say that whoever did that, it's a last-ditch effort, and it's not going to work.
All right. Well, thanks, gentlemen. Professor McKinney, are you on next hour as well, or do you know?
No, I will not be. I'm not sure, John.
No, we have Jeff Nyquist on hour two. Yeah, we're yeah. Okay. Jim's on the first hour every Wednesday. Kyle, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank
you. Bye. Got about a minute and a half here, Jim, to get out whatever information you think needs to be gotten out today.
Oh, okay. We don't have Glenn calling in to correct my English.
he's probably carefully monitoring as we speak, and he'll let us know next week.
Well, I said the proof is in the pudding, and I will continue to say the proof is in the pudding, because anyway, through Bartlett's famous quotations or whatever, political correctness or I'll continue to say the proof is in the pudding.
Well,
I'm sure everybody will understand what I say.
It's a phrase that people generally understand what it means in the general vernacular, right?
So at any rate, but anyway, I have a very positive attitude. I'm really busy, and I can't wait to spin off some of the things that I'm doing to other responsible people, so I can get back to my core issues that I do. My math.
Absolutely.
And my space science, etc. So
right, and archaeology. Okay.
Yes.
I understand. Jim, thank you. We'll have you back next week, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.